Part 2. Long Conversations.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, some questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Conversation 1.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question.
You're awarded the CNN Hero of the Year, Miss Liz. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you feel like a hero?
No. I mean, I'm surrounded by amazing people every single day who are really, really strong and amazingly hardworking. So I don't. I mean, I think this award is, again, really a proof to everybody's efforts.
What do you think the people in St. Bernard Parish think when they see this and hear that you won?
Well, I hope they are honored. You know, this award is really about them and their families and their communities, and getting them back to where they were before the storm.
Do you think this is a reminder to a lot of folks that there is still a lot of work that needs to be done there?
I surely hope so. I hope the message is loud and clear that while we are making a lot of progress, there's still a long way to go.
What's it been like being here on this night? I mean, you have celebrities, you know, talking about you and this crowd and your picture being taken. Is it unreal?
It's totally weird. You know, I am used to walking around in jeans and t-shirts.
As you are the CNN Hero of the Year, you'll get $100,000. Do you know what you plan to do with the money?
Oh, absolutely. We are rebuilding another 10 families' homes with that money, yeah. So it's going right back into the community.
Questions.
9. What does the woman think of the award?
Ten. Why did people in St. Bernard Parish leave their homes?
Eleven. What does the woman hope the folks to understand?
Twelve. How does the woman feel when becoming the focus of the public attention?
2.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question.
Excuse me, I am a reporter of the New York Daily News. May I have a talk with you?
Okay.
I know you have been as a volunteer for 10 years. Where do you usually do volunteer work?
I use my time to volunteer at a hospital, or maybe work for a local charity. Charity school, for example.
That sounds interesting. What exactly is a volunteer, and what type of skills would you need?
A volunteer is simply a person who is willing to give some time to help. As far as skills, I don't think you really need any, just a willingness to help.
But don't you need medical skills to volunteer at a hospital?
No. The volunteers at the hospital do not actually provide medical service. We do simple tasks such as bring meals to the patients' rooms, assist the hospital staff, move a patient from one room to another room, or walk a patient out when he or she is being discharged.
I see. But I thought the hospital already has staff to do all that type of work.
Well, not all hospitals have the budget to hire so many staff. Therefore, they rely on volunteers, such as me, to come in during weekends to give a hand.
What do you do in charity school?
I often take part in the activities, like charity sale and also on-spot donation from audience.
Yeah, there are significant things.
That is true. I like this kind of activity.
Do you do the voluntary work every week?
Yes, almost unrelenting.
That sounds like a great thing to do. I would be interested in becoming a volunteer too. Questions. 13. How long has the man been as a volunteer? As a volunteer, which job might the man not do in a hospital? What might be the man's voluntary job in a charity school? Why do some hospitals need the volunteers?